We will call to order the city council meeting for Tuesday, May the 2nd, 2023. Invocation will be by Pastor Jared Jones from the Central Church.
Let's pray. Father, thank you again for so many blessings. Father, thank you for being able to live in this beautiful city. And Father, as we gather together today, I just pray for your peace to be poured out upon this place. Father, pour out your wisdom. Help us to steward the things that you've given us. Help us to, Lord, lead this city in a way that, Lord, brings healing, that points people toward you, and again, just is a place where people find refuge and hope. Thank you again for Orange Beach and all these officials, Lord, that serve, Lord, the citizens. We pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Y'all all noticed that the mayor is not here tonight. He has had a knee replacement, and it's hurting pretty bad today, so he said he will be back shortly. But just want everybody to know where he is. He's not on vacation. Would you call the roll, please?
All right. Chairman Pro Tem, Jeff Boyd.
Here.
Councilmember Jeff Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Jerry Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
And Mayor Kennan is absent.
Consideration of agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with one additional item. Item number one addition is a resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the administration department.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Consideration of previous minutes. Regular council meeting of April 4th, 2023 and committee of the whole of April 4th, 2023. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Do we have any reports from officers or committees? Mr. Hartley, you sure you don't have anything?
I'm good, boss.
Thank you for being here.
I'm always here.
I know. Auditing of accounts?
I have one quick announcement that I need to let our citizens know about. Orange Beach Animal Control is doing a pet CPR and emergency measures class. This is for our Orange Beach residents. You're invited to sign up. This is a free pet CPR and emergency measures class, something that hasn't been offered before. And we know how everyone loves their pets in Orange Beach. So the class is free. Pre-registration is required. So the deadline for that is this Friday, May 5th. But the actual event's going to take place on May 13th at the community center from 10 to 2. So be sure and sign up. Sign up City Hall, yes.
Thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Mark.
Any other announcements?
Oh, President Pro Tem, Thursday is National Prayer Day. So we'll be meeting at the Coastal Arts Center at 12 noon. So if you get a chance, come. You might want to bring a chair. But we'll be lifting up the prayers for our city and several other things.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Just real quick, some of you have probably seen the press release, but we, in working with TNC and Pensacola-Perdido Bay's estuary program, they have received a $12 million grant, and about $8 million will be spent here in Orange Beach. So,
directly. Oh,
big awesome. Deal.
Coastal restoration.
Thank
big deal.
You, Woody.
Just want to let everybody know.
Yeah, thank you, Woody.
You want to tell them?
Will you tell everybody your role? Yes.
Woody Speed, environmental specialist, also serve on the board for the estuary program.
The chairman.
Yeah. Chairman. That's right, chairman.
And yes. Woody has been working hard on that board. He's working with the mayor of Pensacola. He's met with some state
yes.
officials.
So we're busy.
You want to brief, or can you brief on what some of that $8 million may do?
So restoration projects out in the islands. It's going to be for design and implementation of the Living Shoreline at the Coastal Arts Center.
Good.
And then part of it will be a Living Shoreline cost share program across the watershed, the Perdido Bay watershed. So big deal.
It is. Big deal. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Woody.
Thank you for your leadership, Woody.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Woody.
Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Motion carries. We have a proclamation tonight that Ms. Yo Johnson is going to present for us for National Small Business Week of Ms. Christina Werner McGinnis. And this is a proud moment. I'm going to let Yo, I won't take away your fanfare. Please
absolutely.
Tell us about it.
So tonight you are proclaiming this week as Small Business Week. It is National Small Business Week. For over 50 years, the President of the United States has declared a week to recognize and honor the small businesses across the nation. Small business, everyone thinks, well, how many could there be and why would we do this? 99.4% of all the businesses in this state are considered small, and Baldwin County is exactly the same. Over 99% of every business in this county is considered a small business. So our economy runs off of what? Small business. And tonight we have with us a representative from the Alabama District of the United States Small Business Administration, Brent McMahon, and he is our senior regional manager from SBA. And also during Small Business Week, every district in Alabama, that's our state, some states are so large till they have separate districts, but the state of Alabama, the Alabama District of SBA, provided or has given 5 awards this year, and 2 of them were from Baldwin County. Okay. Both of them are women-owned. Both of these women attended Foley High School, and both of them are in a non-traditional role. Sydney Cody is a contractor for the U.S. government. She currently has contracts with DOD and FEMA, et cetera, ranging from California to Florida. And she lives in Magnolia Springs and works in Foley. And tonight with us, and she won the Veteran-Owned Business of the Year. And with us tonight, we have Christina Werner McGinnis, who won the Rural-Owned Business of the Year. And that is for her new business that started 3.5 years ago, called Soil Kit. You're very familiar with Soil Kit because they have been integrally involved in our Earth Day here in Orange Beach. But for those of you that don't know, Soil Kit by Agritech is a technological way to grow your grass and your crops. And what they do, they have taken their expertise in growing crops. Christina's Werner family has been growing, as we say, digging in the dirt in Baldwin County for over 100 years. And so they are taking that experience and bringing it to you and I. And you say, well, you take the soil, you test it, and then they give back to you a prescription of the fertilizer based on the crop you're trying to grow, whether it's your grass and roses to peas and butter beans, et cetera. And so you think, why is that? It's so important. It's so important for exactly what Woody was talking about, these living shorelines. Nitrogen, it takes nitrogen for us to grow our crops. It takes nitrogen to grow our grass. But we have been over-fertilizing with it so long that runoff causes the red tide. and that is what's so devastating to our marine environment that we need to protect. So this partnership, this recognition of a Baldwin County company that is saving our environment, something that is so precious to us and truly the heartbeat of our city and tourism. So that is with that particular thing. The other thing that when we grow our trees, you know how important that is, but trees and other plant life are taking in all of our carbon. And so that helps us as a community to not eliminate, but reduce our carbon footprint. So we want the people not only in Orange Beach, but throughout the nation. And Christina, over the past, since she brought a soil kit to commercialization, to the market, it is now available in every Lowe's across the nation. So just for that very thing, she should be recognized. But tonight we have with us, she and Brent for this recognition. And right now I'm going to read the proclamation. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, the proclamation, whereas America's economic growth has been driven by the resilience of our small businesses that despite a worldwide pandemic continue to pioneer innovative solutions to our country's greatest challenges and create opportunities for families and workers. And small businesses remain the heartbeat of our communities and the American economy, employing more than half of our nation's workers. And historic investments made through the American Rescue Plan, Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, CHIPS, Science Act, Inflation Reduction Act, will ensure small businesses have access to federal capital support, technical assistance, contracting opportunities, and other resources to help lead the way as we move America into the future. And the technical assistance, I'm jumping off the proclamation, the technical assistance that is provided is through the Alabama Small Business Development Center. We have four major services: starting and growing your business, international trade, government procurement, and last but not least, CAP, Capital Access Program, giving people the knowledge they need in order to make the best decisions for their business related to capital or investment. So that is brought through the federal government down to the citizens of Orange Beach through the University of Alabama system. And that is the office that I work for, the Alabama Small Business Development Center. And Christina has taken advantage of the services related through the Alabama Small Business Development Center. And we've been working with her since the conception of Soil Kit. I just swallowed air, sorry. When we support small businesses, jobs are created, local communities preserve their unique culture, and we help to build a strong nation where everyone can succeed. Entrepreneurship continues to be one of the best pathways to achieving the American dream. And may I say that the Small Business Development Center, along with our Chamber of Commerce, we will be meeting with the school board this week to talk about a new program for entrepreneurship for our students. Last but not least, the City of Orange Beach supports and joins this national effort to recognize the contributions of small businesses to the American economy and their importance to ensuring that our local communities remain as vibrant tomorrow as they are today. Now, therefore, it be proclaimed by the City of Orange Beach Council and Mayor that April 30th through May 6th is National Small Business Week, and we want to thank y'all for this proclamation.
Congratulations.
Okay, so yep. Yes.
We just need a picture.
Yes, we need a picture.
Are you want Christina?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. No. Yo, in 10 years, I've never seen anyone go off the script of the proclamation.
but wasn't it a nice and refreshing, so refreshing? The proclamation now has meaning.
I just want to take a quick moment, especially thank you, because in this city, when I started Agritech, it was just, it feels like minutes before COVID. And the reason this is so important to not only the city of Orange Beach environmentally for things Woody and Philip work on, which is incredibly important, but I had to go shelter in place with four people, four children, and myself, learn what Zoom was, and we had not gotten fiber yet, and we were crashing meetings every time I was trying to get on to save what immediately overnight people were pulling POs left and right because independent garden centers had shut down. Then on top of it, we barely get back in school and Hurricane Sally hits. And then I have my house completely damaged, cars in the driveway damaged, and a continuing City of Orange Beach support through all of this. Getting fiber to me for when I need to work from home, helping my children, getting us with hurricane assistance, and then I'm able to launch with Lowe's during all of this, get the inventory in, and a hurricane comes in and it's sitting in our warehouse, waiting to just ship 2 days later. Things have been very, very difficult to tell you that Yo makes this sound really beautiful, but we have navigated unprecedented times. And from your support of Arbor Day, what Philip and Woody are working on with Coastal, it is incredibly important. 13 states filter down that Mississippi River. We are looking at the largest dead zone, but that's not because of us. That's something we have to face as a nation of, let's use the right product, the right reason, at the right rate, and provide those information skill sets at the thumbs of the people who need to be using it, which is what we're doing. So I appreciate the fact City of Orange Beach was willing to pioneer to lead the nation with that. We got Auburn University powered, and now we're powering University of Florida. Their manatees are a huge issue to them, and they're protecting it. And you guys helped pilot these programs here in City of Orange Beach that I could use as examples to statewide efforts that are occurring. Much appreciation. And if you see me sneak out, I have a mandatory Mako volleyball game. But I very much appreciate all that Yo and the small business has done and all of your support along the way for not only my business, but my family is how we're navigating here in the City of Orange Beach. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bring the proclamation. Okay. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Next, we have Ms. Nicole Werner that will be introducing our next presenter.
It's Werner, not.
It's a Werner.
That's my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
I take credit. Anyway, just kidding. Okay. So a couple months ago, I received a call from Mary Courtney from the Orange Beach School Board, and she said, "Hey, Nicole, I've got about 75 ninth graders, and we're looking for a service project." I said, "Well, Coastal Resources, we're your one-stop shop for service. Actually, we're the second," because she called Vicky first and said, "Hey, I'll take 25, and we can wash cars at City Hall." But the other 75, we had covered. So I just wanted her to come out to kind of tell you a little bit about what we did for the ninth grade day of service. And so I'm introducing Mary Courtney. She's the Director of Student Affairs for the Orange Beach Board of Education.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for letting us come today and speak for a few minutes about our service day, which, by the way, is very difficult to follow a proclamation. Mr. Wilkes does give his regrets. He's at the game. I wish that he could come and talk a little bit about it. But a couple of months ago, he approached me and asked that we do provide some service opportunity for our freshmen. And so we said, if they're going to miss a day of school, let's take it a bit further. And so we really approached it with a two-prong purpose. Of course, to demonstrate the importance of service, to put a, you know, show them the value of service as part of being a productive citizen. And also, it was important for them to understand our mission statement and why one of those pillars was citizenship. But secondly, part of what we wanted to accomplish was for our students to start to build relationships with our city leaders, with our school board members, and with people who really have an impact on them day to day that work tirelessly behind the scenes to make this happen for them. I can say that we had a very successful day. So I wanted to say first, thank you. And I don't have a clicker. I'm not
going
to
say that.
Next. And they also told me I have 3 minutes. Thank you so much to each of you who were able to come out and stay with us for the day. I think, Ms. Blaylock, your photo was on the slide before. But each of you who took time out of your busy schedules to come and speak to the kids about the importance of service and giving back to our local community. So each of you came. It was, you know, we split you up and talked to different groups, but the feedback from those students was phenomenal. So thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that for us. So what did we do? We did yard work for the elderly, for shut-ins. We used the widow's list, which you so affectionately keep for our citizens. We did beach cleanup with Coastal Resources. We also washed cars at City Hall, and we cleaned the dog park. So I would say of all of those, you know, the dog park was something that the students were quickly ready to move on to beach cleanup. So 78 students, 234 hours of service in one day. So it was an incredible day for us. We had such a support from Nicole and her staff. Here's some pictures. We have hundreds of photos of everyone pitching in, tons of photos of our residents interacting with our students, with our city leaders, with our school board members. I didn't want to put those all here, but there is a link available later if you wanted to see some of those photos, if you wanted to see some of you in action. The other part of the day was, of course, learning about our mission. And so our students were able to do a lot in terms of team building and activities that were centered around the character, skills acquisition, academics, and, of course, that citizenship, which was so important. We, as you know, I know that one of the things that was so important to you all, to the council, to the mayor, when you decided to set us on this track to becoming our own school system was that we would be different, that we would be better, that we would, you know, represent our community, that our students would be part of something bigger. They belong to us, and we want them to know how important it is that they get back. This year, we tasked our faculty, our administrators, and our students with creating a lasting legacy. First year as Orange Beach City Schools, that's what we want. We want to build something here that continues long after all of us are gone. This day helped us start that track. So again, I just wanted to say thank you, Nicole and her staff, who really took us under their wing and gave us some lawn equipment to use and shuttled us around. I want to say thank you so much to the Orange Beach Police Department, Officer Klaus, who took time out to grill the hamburgers for the day at the last minute for us. Nothing says commitment like someone saying sure when you ask them to grill 200 hamburgers at a time. So we appreciate that very much. And of course, again, thank you to our school board, our superintendent, for allowing that to happen and having this vision of what it could be. Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for letting me speak, but I just want you to know that this is starting something big. And so after we were finished, we asked the students to follow up to give us just some comments about the day, some things they loved and some things that we could do better. This is one of my favorites. So from one of our students, my favorite part of yesterday was the first stop we had. We stopped at an elder's home and we watered her plants and pulled the weeds. Once we finished, you could see the look on her face and how pleased she was. That was my favorite part of yesterday. So the kids got out of it what we'd hoped they had gotten out of it. So thank you for your support.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary.
Mary Courtney, when they were there that morning and this first group, it felt like this is what we built a city school system for.
Yep.
It was just smiles all about and pride. And so thank you all for doing it.
Yes, awesome. Absolutely.
All right, on to new business. Resolution reappointing Sherry Brandler to the Library Board.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of an addendum to an administrative services agreement with RX Benefits, Inc. for pharmacy claims related to the employee health benefit plan.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for storage warehouse repairs to Suncoast Builders, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $91,013.
Go ahead.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
And this is, yes, excuse me, sir. This is for County Road 95?
Yep, building 95.
Yes, thank you.
From the repairs from Sally. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus and unneeded and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional service agreement with Mint Decor LLC for interior design of City Hall.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of a memorandum of understanding with the City of Gulf Shores for airport automatic mutual aid.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. Jerry, do you have any words to say about this?
This is, I think, working. Our fire is working in conjunction with Gulf Shores Fire just to have the resources of any kind of event. Chief, you can expound on that.
Yes, sir. Mike Kimmerling, Fire Chief, City of Orange Beach. Yes, so what this is an automatic aid agreement for response to the airport in the event of anything that they have there, mostly for what they call an Alert 3, which is an aircraft crash on the property. But yes, it's actually to make sure that we're working in conjunction with the City of Gulf Shores to provide that protection for the airport.
And we appreciate that, too.
And with the upcoming growth of that airport, I think that it's great that we can do mutual aid agreements like that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Chief. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of an amended and restated interlocal agreement for the Pensacola and Perdido Bays Estuary Program.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. Woody, I just wanted to expound a little bit more on reading today what you sent us. It encompasses communities along the Gulf Coast, not just Alabama Gulf Coast, but go a little bit further. The City of Milton is part of this. You know, they have a river that contributes to the waterways and the watersheds and Gulf Breeze and such like that that we don't ever think of. So it is a huge, huge network. And for us to attain the $8 million in funds, that's huge. And I speak thank you so much. And now you're the chairman, and we appreciate your service and what you're doing for this, because it's huge. You look at the waterways behind you on that map back there on that wall. It's just, I'm never even reading it today, what you had sent to us, the City of Milton. Well, I get it. All of that watershed, you know, it's going to affect our shores eventually. So thank you so much.
Yes, sir. And I will just say about that grant, too, you know, this is the first big one that we've seen as a result of our partnership.
Sure. I agree.
Thank you, Woody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Woody. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution approving the submission of the 2022 Municipal Water Pollution Prevention Annual Report.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Hartley. Did you put all 17 pages together?
All 17 of them.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the publication of an Amendment 750 notice relating to an economic development with Wharf Retail Properties LLC, Wharf Entertainment Properties LLC, and Wharf Landing LLC.
Move.
Go ahead. Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? This is simply to put it on the table that it will go forward so we can have a reading on it.
So yes.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution establishing a schedule of fees for the rental of the Performing Arts Center and its available equipment.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I've been forgetting to vote. I was an aye on all of those, but this is kind of new to me. So.
I didn't hear any noes.
Aye, aye, aye.
For the record.
For the record.
Resolution approving a settlement by and between George Connor, Georgine Connor, et al. In the city of Orange Beach, and authorizing the mayor to undertake all actions necessary to effectuate said settlement.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. This is the addition resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for the administration department from state bid in the amount of $34,095.50.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Renee, thank you so much for vetting. I know that there was one, the Jeep, that probably some of them wanted, but you looked at mileage and you mm-hmm. looked at all that and you came back with this other yes. counter. So mm-hmm. Thank you so much. This is to replace a hail damaged administration vehicle.
Yes, in 2021, the hail broke all the windows and it flooded. So there was it was a total loss.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We will move directly to the committee of the whole meeting. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Chairman Pro Tem Boyd?
Here.
And Mayor Kennan is absent.
Consideration of previous minutes from our work session on 4/18, regular council meeting on 4/18, and committee of the whole from 4/18. Any questions about the minutes? Any unfinished business? I believe we've covered quite a bit. All right, we'll move on to new business. We need to reschedule the council meeting on July 4th for the holiday, and we're going to move it to July 11th.
Yes,
okay? Sounds good.
Sounds good.
We're setting a meeting of the Solid Waste Authority. They have it set for May 16th at 4:45.
Sounds good.
That'll be our next council meeting. Resolution awarding the bid for Fire Station Number 1 roof replacement. All good? Resolution adopting a financial management policy for the city of Orange Beach. Ford will talk about that when it comes back up. Resolution authorizing a complete appraisal of the event center by the Appraisal and Consulting Group, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $20,000. Resolution authorizing the execution of a performance contract with Joan Hill for water aerobics instructions at the Aquatic Center. Mm-hmm. Any questions on any of that?
Sounds
all right,
good.
We'll move on to ordinances. This for the ordinance amending Chapter 70, Article 2, Section 70-22 of the Code of Ordinance for the City of Orange Beach to reduce the speed limit on portions of State Highway 180. A reminder for a public hearing and first reading for an ordinance amending Ordinance 172, the zoning ordinance, case number 0401-PUD-23 for Rollins Road Residential PUD on May 16th. Any problem with that?
None.
And reminder for a public hearing and first reading for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, case 0408, and this is for Liberty Linen Warehouse and Boat RV Storage Edition, and it's a conditional use approval, and that's set for May 16th.
It's all good.
Good. This time we will open the floor for any public comments, if there are any. Anyone would like to make one?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name.
Alan McElroy. I had a wonderful evening with Council Lady Annette last evening. We had such a wonderful time, a great dinner, and good entertainment.
It was the community
and
potluck.
She might want to comment on this more. But anyway, we won't have another potluck until September. All of you could have been there, and we want to invite you to come to the next one. So it was great, and thank you, Miss Annette, for being there.
Thank you
so
much.
She looked great. I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alan.
We do have the owners of C-Pro and some of the executives from Suzuki in town. If you see a pontoon boat on the water with a 25-foot railing across it and cameras and things, they are doing next year's catalog for C-Pro. And I was with those gentlemen last night, but they'll be here for a couple more days shooting. So if you see them on the water, give them some room and let them take their shots. Anybody else?
Alan, you forgot to mention the Art Center fundraiser the other night. Friends of the Art was a huge success.
The grand event. Yes.
It was very nice and very well done. So kudos to Friends of the Art for that lovely evening.
My comment would be, if you've never seen Bill Jeffries and Pam dance on the floor, you are missing a wonderful, wonderful.
We need to give you an award for the best dancer in this city.
I mean.
Alan has taught me all I know.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you all for being here. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Y'all have a great
Thank
evening.
Thank you, everyone.